7 League Contest. Alongside Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman of the Sabetha Channel, I'm Johnny Kane. We've got Chance taking care of us back at the studios, and it should be a pretty good matchup here tonight. Sabetha up to a 3-0 start, Riverside at 2-1. Looking at the matchup, we'll start with the Cyclones. Under 30-year head coach Tyler Herbster, as mentioned, 2-1, wins over Troy and Donovan West, but a loss to a state-ranked Riverside squad, 43-21. That was back on Friday. The big thing tonight for Riverside, they're going to be without two of their top players. Todrick Duncan and Nehemiah Bird are both out for the Cyclones. Duncan is ill, and Bird has a twisted ankle, so he will not be able to go tonight for Riverside. They're going to be without two key guys, and when you look at it, for Riverside, Bird averages almost 9 points a game. Duncan averages almost 9 points a game. So that's 18 points a game that you're going to take off the floor for Riverside here tonight. We'll see if that could be a difference. Just about though, they're off to a great 3-0 start with wins over Marysville, Wamego, and Holton. Three really, really good wins. Coming off a dominant 54-41 win over Holton. And for Sabetha, it's interesting because they only had three wins total last year. They're already off to a 3-0 start to this season. And Logan, you've been able to see Sabetha here this year. They've got good size. They've got good length. They've got a ton of athleticism. That's just a recipe for success right there.
Yeah, and they're extremely fast up and down the floor. And let's not forget the biggest thing, Johnny, when you look at this, at least for sure the starting five and even some of the backups. None of them are seniors. I mean, for Coach Scott Berger, you got to be pleased to be getting that kind of play out of your juniors and sophomores. But, I mean, really when you look at it, all these guys, especially your starting five, they got a lot of playing time last year. Really, when you think about it, the varsity level. So that definitely is a factor. But again, it's the size for Sabetha. I mean, they got, you know, several guys. I mean, Davis Roki, they have him listed 6'4". You got McAfee at 6'2". You got, I believe it's 6'2", 6'3", something like that. Nolan Houston is 6'2". I know that one for sure. So, I mean, those three inside are just, you know, big-time factors. And let's not forget, if Nolan Hughes gets open, he can dunk it. We saw it last Tuesday night, Johnny.
It's all a JV game.
So we'll see what happens here, but this is going to be, you know, we always look at the Big 7, especially this season. Nemaha Central is definitely going to be up there in the guys this season. Usually Perry is always a team you got to contend with.
Well, you talk about that. You look at the matchup tonight. They're about to take place, Hiawatha.
Yeah.
They're off to a great start this year. Hiawatha and Nemaha Central, they're about to tip off. That should be a really good game.
And then you still have Roll Valley. Whether Wawasik plays or no, he doesn't this season, they're still a pretty good team this season as well. They brought some guys back. So these other boys, if they can keep this up, they could be a – I told Mike last Tuesday when they played Wamego, I said they could be honestly, you know, one of those dark horse type teams to maybe run away with the Big 7 league title.
So with that, we're just about set to go. Let's take a quick 30-second timeout, then we'll come back. We'll get you starters and get set for tip-off between Riverside and Sabetha here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockhoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Sabetha High School. We are just about set to begin our boys' game, the final one of the night here between Riverside and Sabetha. Talking about the Big 7 League this year, especially on the boys' side, there's two teams ranked right now in 3A. You look at Nemaha Central and also Royal Valley. Holton was ranked, and they were ranked in 4A. They were ranked number 10, so that was three teams then in the Big 7 League on the boys' side that were ranked. Realistically, I think Hiawatha should be right there in consideration for what they have. And they had 12 threes last week on Tuesday against Troy, and then blew the doors off with Jeff West on Friday with Carson Gilbert scoring 34 points. And so you look at the Hiawatha, I mean, really, I think it's a five-team race, really, for the Big 7 League boys' side. Because, I mean, when Riverside's at full strength, they're a solid team as well. So, I mean, it's kind of disappointing that we won't get to see Riverside at full strength. But I mean, I realistically think it's a 5-6 team race that's really for the Big 7 League crown this year.
Yeah, and Johnny, you just mentioned it. You think Hiawatha should be in there tonight, the big test. You know, tonight they could try to prove themselves against Team Ohio Central, and if they get that win, yeah, they definitely deserve to be in there. It could be huge down the stretch here in this Big 7 League, obviously. Sabetha, Riverside, when they're at full strength, Royal Valley, you know. Hiawatha is really good this year. Nemaw Central, the only team you really don't hear about right now is Jeff West. They're kind of usually, they're, you know, medium team to a good team every year, but
yeah,
you don't really
big,
hear about much of this season.
They're definitely in a rebuilding stage for sure, is Jeff West. I was able to see them on Friday. They got a new head coach, basically everybody in new spots, so it makes sense that they're kind of in a rebuilding situation for Jeff West. But with that, let's get to our starting lineups for tonight's matchup. We'll begin with Riverside and their third-year head coach, Tyler Herbster, a 5'9 sophomore, Ryder Davis, 6'3 senior, Chinks Walters, 6' senior, Kobe Davis, 6' senior, Brock Studer, and 6' sophomore, Percy Duncan. So Davis, Walters, Davis, Studer, and Duncan, the starting five. For Sabetha, 32nd-year head coach, Scott Berger, 5'9 junior, Matthew Garber, 6'2 junior, Noel Niehus, 6' sophomore, Marcus Bauman, 6'4 junior, Davis Roki, and 6'3 sophomore, Christian McAfee. So again, for the Jays, Garber, Niehus, Bauman, Roki, and McAfee, the starting five. Final score of the girls' game, Jeff West beats Holton 41-32. A quick update earlier in ours. We had a solid win for Sabetha over Riverside, 51-46. So both starting lineups have been announced. And with that, we are going to step aside for the national anthem. Let's take that break. And we'll come back with tip-off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
Flatbed Drivers, CAIMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Beautiful rendition of the national anthem by the Odyssey here at Sabetha. With that, we're set to go. Sabetha and Riverside, our boys' game here in the Big 7 League, taking place here tonight. So, we're ready to go. Third-year head coach Tyler Herbster, 32nd-year head coach Scott Berger. Riverside will go from right to left in this first half. Sabetha will go from left to right. Riverside in their road black uniform, Sabetha in their home white. Niehus into the center circle for Sabetha. And for Riverside, it's Chase Walters, a 6'3 senior. 8 minutes on the clock. Referee tossed the basketball up, and we are underway. The opening tip is controlled by Sabetha. Roki drives in, flicks it off to the inside. Shot put up, missed. Rebound, though, was taken down by Niehus, and he gets pushed from behind and fouled. Well, that's going to go against Brock Studer. First team foul. Bauman kicks it up on top to Niehus. Al McAfee Back right side of the floor is a three-pointer put up by Garber. It's off the back rim, too strong. Long rebound will be ticked down by Kobe Davis of Riverside. Davis, one of the experienced guys on the floor for the Cyclones. 6-foot senior, the starting quarterback for the Cyclones this year. He's been a stud all 4 years he's been at Riverside. Here's Studer on a dribble handoff to Bethel in a man-to-man. Walters in the right corner, dribbles once, picks up the dribble. Feed inside, now to Duncan, back out, Studer pumps once, steps back, shoots a three-pointer. It's too strong. Rebound ripped away by Garber, and up ahead here to Niehus. Pass inside, ripped down by Roki, backs down, spins, shoots and hits, counted and one. First points of the night go to Davis Roki of Sabatha, and he'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. That'll be on Walters, his first, second team foul. Roki to the free throw line, 60% on the year from the stripe, 9 of 15, and he knocks it down. 3-0 start for Sabatha, 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Studer on the left wing. Running by Niehus, gets the screen to the top. Studer still with it on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, now in trouble. Just trying to get it off, hands it off to Davis. This is Kobe with the basketball. Brother Ryder out there with him. Pass inside to Duncan, tap free, Ryder with it. Back inside, ball knocked free again, and now it's stolen away. Matthew Garber comes up with it. Garber, right lane line drive, has it poked free. Now gets it back in the baseline, then it's stolen back. Taken away by Kobe Davis and tapped out of bounds by Sabatha. The Riverside will hold on to it. Job by Davis to hustle back and get the steal away from Garber. 3-0, Sabatha. 90 seconds into the game, and now another turnover right through the hands of Ryder Davis. Bauman with it, left of the wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Stops, spins it out to Roki. Now between the rings of the basketball is Garber. Garber averaging 17 a night for Sabatha. Roki at 14 a night. Here's Niehus, a jumper. It's short. Rebound by Walters, so hold on to it for Riverside. Bauman averages 8 points a game. Maxie, 8 points a game. It's about the team has started fast here this year. 3-0. They're winning just three games last season. Walters travels. Third turnover for the Cyclones. So Bethel will have it. 5:45 to go in the first quarter, leading 3-0. Niehus at the elbow, tries to hand it off to Garber, but it's stolen away again by Kobe Davis. Second turnover for Sabatha. Studer on the left wing, guarded by Niehus. Spins, faces up, gets to the top of the key to Walters. Thought about a three, now goes between the legs, steps back, guarded tightly by Roki, and it's stolen away. Just picks the pocket. Roki drives left lane line, puts it off the window, banks it in. They're going to count it and one. Five quick ones for Davis Roki, and he'll head to the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. I think that's on Walters again, and it is. That's his second. Green Rupi will check in now for the Cyclones, a 6-foot senior. That's about the will counter with Preston Michael, a 6'2 junior, to replace Niehus. Rupi's free throw. Rims it. So he's got all six for Sabatha here in the early going. 6-0 Blue Jays. 5:10 to go. Studer on the left wing. Looking inside for Duncan. Not there. Now up between the rings to Rupi. Here's Kobe now. Up on top to Ryder. Dribbles to the elbow. Spins it out to Kobe on the right wing. Pass inside now to Duncan. He'll catch. Go up strong off the window and bank it in. First points of the night for Riverside come from Percy Duncan. And sophomore makes it 6-2 Sabatha. Roki back on the block. Spins, goes up and under, tries to bank it in. Got his own rebound and flicks it over the front of the rim and in. 8 quick points for Davis Roki. Sabatha lead is 6 with 4:30 to go in the opening crank. Studer on the right wing. Guarded tightly by Michael. Studer still with it with the left hand. Kicks it left side now to Davis. He'll pull up 15 feet. Might have been partially blocked. It's taken now by Sabatha. Looks like Roki got a hand on it, and now here come the Blue Jays. Garber gives it off to Mike on the left wing, up on top, Bauman. Backs down the free throw line, into the corner. Michael with it. Back left side, Roki between the rings, now to Garber. He'll reset. Bauman on the right wing, 3:50 to go in the first quarter. McAfee down low. Bauman with it, dribbles to the lane, pull up 10-footer, is off the right side of the rim. Rebound for McAfee, he'll stick it up, and it's too strong. Rebound to Duncan, and Coach Herbster is going to take a timeout. He's not like the start he has seen from his guys. Quick 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and take this, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 3:39 to go in the first. It's about the 8, Riverside 2, on FM 103.9, KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 3:30 to go in the first quarter. 8-2, Sabetha lead. Riverside with the basketball. Kobe Davis out on top. Looks to the right side of the floor to Ryder Davis. Now inside, we're going to get a push foul as Percy Duncan was backing down on Christian McAfee. So Christian will pick up the foul. That'll be his first team foul. And Nehu's going to check back into the game to replace McAfee. And it will be Studer to trigger it in from the baseline for Riverside. Studer still looking. Finally kicks it into the corner to Duncan. Up on top, here's Ryder Davis. 3:20 remaining. Riverside has not really gotten anything going offensively at all. Studer at the block, backing down. Splits over his right shoulder. And they're going to say a shove underneath. Not a ton there, but they're going to get a shove, I think, on Preston Michael. And they are going to get it on Preston. Will be his first second team foul. Studer to down to the baseline. Arupi will back out of the corner. Now pick it up. Flick it up on top, but it's stolen away by Garber. Matthew flicks it off to Bauman. He'll drive in, go behind the back to Garber, who retrieves in the left corner. Back out on top now, Bauman. Bauman now backs it all the way out near the center circle and then dribbles off to the right wing. Crossing over to the foul line. Bauman to the baseline. Nehu, double team. Kicks it off into the corner to Garber. He'll chuck back, shoot a deep three. It's short. Long rebound's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Riverside basketball. 2:43 to go in a quarter, and now Coach Berger of Sabetha, he will take a timeout. It'll be a full or a 30, just a 30. We'll keep this one here.
And with that, Johnny, we have some sponsors here on timeout break. Hydrobed and Sabetha, a leader in hay handling equipment. Also, Scobie Bros, for promoting your business is our business. Also, Extra Tech and Sabetha, proud to be a part of the network of manufacturers in Sabetha and a sponsor of the Blue Jays. Also, the City of Sabetha, the Sabetha Community Hospital and Family Practice, and also Whitaker Eye Associates in Sabetha and Seneca. We focus on you.
2:43 to go in the opening quarter. 8-2 is the lead for Sabetha over Riverside. I'm trying to see if I can find an update to that Hiawatha-Nemaha game, but it looks like they're... live links are currently down, so we'll see if we can get that before this night's over. That's a big game in the Big 7 League here tonight. 8-2, Sabetha lead. Riverside with the basketball out of the timeout. Duncan at the foul line, steps back, shoots a jumper, it's short. Long rebound is going to go into the hands of Michael, and Sabetha will hold it the other way. Quickly up ahead. Barber on the left wing, flicks it up on top. Roki, right side of the floor, Michael. Between the rings now, Garber. Right side, Bauman. Inside, Roki. In the corner, Michael. He'll try a three. That's too strong. Offensive rebound for Nehu. Out to Garber. He'll check up a three. This one's airballed long. Duncan with a rebound for Riverside. A good ball movement for Sabetha. There's nothing to show for it. Still a six-point lead for the Jays. Under 2 minutes to go in the opening frame. Kobe Davis on the left wing. Gets a screen from Duncan. Backs out. Out in the left corner to Ryder. Down low to Duncan. Backs down. Goes up. Shoots it off the window. Banks it in. Count it and one. Wait, they're going to call off the foul? Or are they going to call a travel first? The referee of the baseline said wave off the shot, but the side referee, and they are going to count the basket. So count the basket for Duncan. He's got all four for Riverside. Or no. What did they call? The way he looked.
Doesn't say it looked like the ref, he's on the...
Okay, I think he said count the basket and then a...
foul offensively?
Or an inadvertent whistle, maybe. He went over and talked to Scott Berger, and now he's talking to Coach Herbster of Riverside. So I think it was just an inadvertent whistle. So they'll count the basket for Duncan to make it 8-4, but Sabetha will have the basketball. So I'm guessing that's the only real option it could have been. Sabetha with it, leading by four. McAfee on the left elbow. Kicks it up on top. And now Bauman, right side. Nehus in the left corner to Garber. Calling for it. McAfee gets in the middle lane. Scoop shot over his left shoulder. Rattles in. First points of the night for Christian McAfee. 10-4 Sabetha. 1:20 to go in the opening quarter. Toby Davis on the right wing. Gets a screen from Duncan. Davis steps into a triple. It's too strong. Rebound is going to be yanked away by McAfee. Then he gets hit from behind. That'll be on Percy Duncan, his first. 14 foul on Riverside. 109 to go. Sabetha with it, leading by six. Hughes in the left corner. Gets it out to Valman. Now McAfee. Back out on top. Michael will dribble to the left corner. Pull up 15-footer. Is in there. Preston Michaels on the scoreboard. 12-4, Sabetha, 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. 12-4 is the lead for the Blue Jays. Ryder Davis across half court for Cyclone. Gives it to the left side of the floor to Kobe. Gets the screen, rejects it. Into the corner now, Ryder. He'll get to the middle of the lane. Flick it right side, Duncan. Studer calling for it. Duncan instead is going to chuck up a three. It's wide right. The rebound to Michael. Sabetha with an 8-point advantage, looking for more. Left side, Michael. Pumps on a three, gets the middle of the lane. Floating right-handed shot is in there. Back-to-back buckets for Preston Michael. He's got four. And the lead is 10 for Sabetha with 15 seconds to go. Duncan, left wing. Up on top, Studer. Looking to the right side. Now back left side to Kobe. He'll step back, shoot a three. It's wide left. Rebound to Nehus. A little hold on to it, and that's it for the first quarter. Here in Sabetha. One quarter in the books. A great showing for Sabetha early on. The Blue Jays with a 14-4 lead as we end to the second quarter when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's a season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the second quarter alongside Logan Bittman. Johnny came back with you. Riverside can turn it over immediately. They're for the fourth time as Toby Davis was trying to hit Studer in the corner, but nobody home. And so Sabetha will have it back, leading by 10. 14-4 is the lead. And they've got Michael, Nehus, Roki, McAfee, and Bauman, the five out there. Inside, Bauman flicks it up and under. It's no good. Nehus went off at the rebound. Beautiful pass to Preston Michael, who lays it up and in. He's got six. Three straight buckets for Preston Michael gives Sabetha a 12-point advantage. And now, again, the Cyclones just throw it off of a Cyclone player and out of bounds. This time it's off Walters with turnover number 5. Riverside, you got to be careful. This one could get out of hand quickly. Roki deep on the left wing, flicks it inside to Niehaus. Foul line to McAfee. Now Michael steps back, another 15-footer. This one's too strong with a rebound. It's going to be tipped on the corner and out of bounds by Duncan, so it'll stay with Sabatha. Matthew Garber going to check in now. He's going to replace Michael at a good stretch of minutes there. So Garber will toss it in from the sideline with 7:01 to go in the half. Riverside going to stay in a man-to-man. Right side of the floor, Garber's got it. Left side now, Roki. To the corner to Bauman. Dribbles to the top of the key, now to the foul line. Up on top, Niehaus. Left side, Roki. Thought about a three, now we'll try a three, and it's too strong. Rebound tapped around, saved in. Throwing off of McAfee. It throws it off of Duncan, and Samantha will hold on to it. Great hustle by Christian McAfee to steal another possession. Ryder Davis going to check out of the game. Checking into the game is James Alvarez, a 5'9 senior for the first time. Left side, Roki for the baseline. Niehaus spins, faces up, and what's the call? 3 seconds in the lane. Samantha will turn it over for the third time. Riverside still stuck on 4 points here so far in this game with 6:25 to go in the half. Studer top of the key. Dribbles to the right side of the floor. Hands it off to Duncan. Still with it is Duncan up on top. Backing down. Drives inside. Puts a shot high off the window. Banks it home. Duncan's got all 6 for the Cyclone. 16-6 about this. 6:05 to go in the half. Back inside the other way. Niehaus puts it up and in. First points of the night for Noel Niehaus. Makes it back to a 12-point Sabatha lead. Toby Davis still with it between the rings for the Cyclones. Gets it off to Duncan on the right side. He'll dribble to the lane. Stop. To the left side, Studer. Really, Duncan's been the only player that has looked to get his own shot. Here's Davis to the baseline. He throws up a shot that's too strong. McAfee with a rebound, and here comes Sabatha. Bauman quickly up ahead. Garber in the left corner. 15-foot jumper from the baseline. Rattles home. First points of the night for Matthew Garber. And Coach Herbster's seen enough. He wants a timeout. The lead has gone up to 14 for Sabatha. And Coach Herbster wants a full timeout. We'll take the break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for the perfect snack, whether it's in your own living room or at the concession stand, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 5:24 to go in the half. 20-6 Sabatha leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now the timeout, 5:24 to go in the first half. 20-6 is the lead for Sabatha. Sabatha's not a team that's going to go very deep. Really, they're only going to play probably 7 guys for the most part. Really, so far, they've only played 6 to this point. They only got 9 guys even suited up at the varsity level here tonight. So the guys you see on the floor right now are going to be the guys that are out there no matter how this game goes, the majority of it. 20-6 is the lead. Riverside with the basketball. They operate from right to left. Toby Davis lost it into the hands of Duncan. He's been the only offense so far tonight. He's got all 6. Duncan now picks up his dribble. Maxie comes out on him. Here's to the baseline. Rupi in trouble. Here's Duncan now. Studer back to Duncan in the right corner. Gets the screen from Studer. Duncan goes behind the back. Gets to the middle of the lane. Stops. Goes up. Shoots it over the rim. It's in and out. The rebound to McAfee. Here's Bauman now quickly up ahead. Roki to the baseline. Pass inside to Niehaus. He lost it, though. Now loose. Ball tipped around. Duncan's got it, and he'll flick it up ahead to Davis. Kobe, pull up 15-footer, short. Might have been partially tipped. Taken by Sabathia, 4:30 to go. Bauman gets in the middle of the lane, dips it inside the knee hoop. Back out, Roki. Up top, Garber. Back left side, Roki. Down low, McAfee gets in the middle of the lane. Gets back to his right shoulder, flicks it up with the left hand. It's no good, but right there is Davis Roki. He'll clean it up and in. He's got 10. 22-6, about the lead with 4 minutes to go. It's a tough sledding night for Riverside without two of their top scorers and two of their top guys with varsity experience as well. Talking about that seventh guy off the bench, here's Tyrese Bishop for the first time, a 6-foot senior. Preston Michael back out there as well as Zehus and Bauman each take a seat. Ryder Davis back out there for Riverside. Percy Duncan now between the rings. Picks up his dribble, feeds to the foul line to Walters. He'll face up, back up. Try to go up and under, flick it off the window. It's too strong. Bishop with the rebound, and here comes Sabatha. Bishop up ahead to Roki. He nearly traveled with it, and he had to throw it away because he was going to travel. Fifth turnover for Sabatha. Now Duncan the other way. He lost it, but to the hands of Kobe Davis. Walters has it, and he traveled. Pretty divided with the girls' game a little bit. Neither team want to hold on to the basketball right now.
Yeah, it's kind of starting to turn that way.
Each team with three turnovers here in the second quarter. 3:29 to go in the half. 22-6 Sabatha with the lead and with the basketball. Preston Michael drives the baseline, just runs over, man. They're going to call a charge. Ruby stepped in to take the charge. Actually, that was Alvarez took that charge. It'll be on Preston Michael, which will be his second. And the third team foul on Sabatha as well. Now 3:20 to go. Across the timeline with the basketball is Ryder Davis. Duncan, nice back cut to Kobe. Goes in, a partially blocked ball tipped around, loose, picked up by Sabatha. That could have been a foul on Davis right there, and they finally are going to get it off as he's trailing behind the play. So Davis will pick up his first. Bauman Nee, who's back into the game, replacing Garber and McAfee.
Riverside only has one more foul to give here.
So Sabatha with it. Riverside staying in the man-to-man. Roki calling for it. Said they get it up on top. Nehus now. Roki in the middle lane. Just spins, shoots. He missed it. Rebound tipped around. Still loose. And Duncan finally rips it down for Riverside. Riverside going to slow it back up. 2:43 to go in the half. Sabatha leading 22-6. Alvarez between the rings is Rupi. All right, side of the floor to Davis, and he just threw it away. He was trying to get it down low to Duncan, but he wasn't looking for it. Now Sabatha's going to give it right back. It's through the hands of Roki and out of play. Brock Studer going to check back in to replace Alvarez. 2:27 to go in the half. It really is starting to look the girls' game a little bit in that first half. Davis up on top of the basketball for Riverside. Sabatha to man-to-man. Studer in the left baseline. Backing down to the left block. Spins. Shoots too strong. Rebound tipped around. It's into the hands of Michael. Here's Bauman now. Quickly pushing ahead. Crosses over. Gets in the middle of the lane. Scoop left hand. Layup is good. First points tonight for Marcus Bauman. 24-6 is the lead for Sabatha with under 2 minutes to go. First half action here in the boys' Big 7 League contest. Duncan to the baseline, flicks up a shot. It's good and one. Duncan has all eight for Riverside here in this first half. And now he's going to try to complete a three-point play. Duncan averages just shy of 9 points a game. He's a 57% foul shooter on the year, 4 of 7. Right-hand shooter, his free throw is wide right. 24-8 now as Bishop just lost it. Taken away again, the seventh turnover for Sabatha. And now Bishop will take it away. A good hustle to get back. Here's Garber. Upset layup is good. 24 for Matthew Garber, and it's 26-8 Sabetha with 90 seconds to go in the first half. Both teams have struggled with turnovers here in the first half. 15 combined. Studer with the basketball for Riverside out between the rings. Crosses over, still with it. On the right side of the floor to Kobe. Gets the screen, rejects it, dribbles to the baseline, flicks up a shot off the window, it's too strong. Rebound saved in to Sabetha. Quickly up ahead, here's Bauman. To the right wing. Up on top, Niehaus, he'll pump, drive in, kick it left side, Garber. Steps back, shoots a left corner three, it's short. And the rebound to Kobe Davis, he's got numbers. Drives all the way to the other end, scoop layup with the left hand is not there. Back the other way, Bauman with 43 seconds to go. Bauman, spin, into the corner. Bishop, he'll try a three. That's too strong. Rebound will go to Ryder Davis, and he'll save it for Riverside with 30 seconds to go. The lead for Sabetha as Davis dribbles it out on top with 20 seconds to go. Rope now hands off to Duncan at the foul line. Tries to flick it inside, but Studer was in the lane for 3 seconds. Nathan Voos now into the game, a 5'7 junior for Sabetha. He's in for the first time. Voos has only played 2 minutes so far this year. He's in there with 12 seconds to go. 10 seconds now as Bauman just, or Garber just gets it across the timeline. Garber into the corner. Bishop spots for a triple. That's too strong. Rebound tipped around. Bauman shot at the buzzer. It's short. And we are at halftime here in our boys' varsity contest. 2 quarters in the book. It's about the 26, Riverside 8. Take a timeout. We'll come back with first half stats on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Anderson Meats in Troy want you deer hunters to know they are taking whole deer for processing. They'll process your deer just the way you want them. Anderson Meats are also booking beef and hog processing appointments as early as March, and they have other openings later in 2022. Give Anderson Meats in Troy a call and visit with them about your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your support and look forward to serving you in the future. Anderson Meats of Troy, call them at 785-985-2292 or find them in Troy, south on Last Chance Road.
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit from Moreland James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Moreland James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Sabetha High School. We're at halftime of today's Big 7 League Boys Contest. Sabetha on top big, 26-8 is the lead for the Blue Jays here at intermission. Alongside Logan Bitterman, Mike Bitterman, Johnny Kane are with you. James taking care of us back at the studios as well. And, well, it's just the fact that Riverside had way too many turnovers and couldn't find a bucket on the inside. Tough defense by Sabetha to get out to this 26-8 lead. Look at the first half stats. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Riverside, 9 turnovers. They have not hit a three yet tonight. 0 for 1 from the free throw line, and well, later their points by one guy. Piercy Duncan. He has all 8 for Riverside so far here tonight. So at the meanwhile, they have 7 turnovers. 5 of those came in the second quarter. They're 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Davis Roki has 10. Preston Michael, 6. Matthew Garver with 4. 2 apiece for Noel Niehus, Marcus Bauman, and Christian McAfee. So, Logan, you look at this game so far, it's just Sabetha, they haven't played great offensively. If you look at it, they turned it over 7 times, but defensively, they've played nearly flawless.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of saw it in the girls' game, Johnny, where neither team really wanted to hold the ball. Well, at the beginning of the game, both teams were, you know, securing the ball pretty well, and then kind of towards the end of the first half there, both teams kind of started, you know, getting a little bit looser with it and created a lot more turnovers. But really, when you look at this game so far through the first half, two of the biggest, I guess, storylines, if you will, Johnny, you mentioned it, beginning of the game, possibly 2 of the best players, if not the 2 best players for Riverside, aren't playing tonight. That's definitely something, you know, it's a little bit, you know, kind of hurts Riverside. But it's that size, athleticism, the ability to get up and down the floor as quick as they can for Sabetha. They just, so far, one, helps them get out to the 18-point lead that they have, but also makes them a dangerous, dangerous team.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, that really is a difference. In fact, the Riverside doesn't have Nehemiah Bird or Todrick Duncan, the 2 top players on this Riverside team. Duncan is sick. Bird has a twisted ankle that he suffered on Friday. So without either of those guys, not only tonight, but who knows how long those guys are out right now for Riverside. So that's been the difference so far in this game. Again, about the lead 26-8 here at intermission. Let's take another timeout, and we'll come back and find some scores of other games around the area. Beginning at intermission, it's Sabetha 26, Riverside 8 on FM 103.9 KNZ8 in the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out. With knowledgeable drivers and 3 late model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today, 785-459-2500.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your 4-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost 4-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
My name is Amber, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 6 years. Being a nurse and mother of 3 boys, I appreciate that Dr. Lukert not only believes in a holistic approach to chiropractic health, but that he and his staff are very welcoming and accommodating with my children. I also appreciate that his goal for each patient is wellness care and injury prevention, rather than just treating the symptoms. This is why I am a regular patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, and why I would recommend you be too.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here at halftime of this boys' varsity contest between Sabetha and Riverside. Sabetha with a 26-8 lead here at intermission. Taking a look at some other scores of games going on around the area. Frankfort leads Valley Heights 34-12. Fulton leads Jeff West 28-8. at halftime. Those games you can find on our sister of radio stations. Also, Nemahal Central leads Hiawatha 41-33. Nemahal Central led by as many as 14 a little bit earlier, but Hiawatha trying to creep back in it, down by just 8, and with the basketball, about 30 seconds to go in the third quarter there. Axtell leads Wetmore 35-30 in boys action. Also, Centralia leads Onega 32-26. Troy leads Donovan West 38-12. And now taking a look at some TBL girls scores. Axtell beat Wetmore 51-29. Hanover over Blue Valley 55-31. Centralia beats Onega 58-33. Donovan West over Troy 59-36. And Valley Heights over Frankfort, a good one, 42-37. Also, the Royal Valley boys lead Fairview LeCompton at the half, 31-28. That's a pretty good game going on there. One of the top teams, top matchups in the Big 7 League tonight. Again, two teams that many would expect to be in that top half of the Big 7 League this year.
Yeah, Johnny, there's two things that are actually kind of interesting about this game here. Sebesta Riverside, is you got to remember a season ago, Riverside actually knocked Royal Valley off in the regular season, one of the two games they played. I think it was in Riverside is where they beat them last season. But the other thing, you look at the score, it's 26-8. Most of these guys for both squads, if you will, especially for Sebesta, they were on the varsity teams last season when these teams played. Riverside went 2-0 against Sebesta last season. Sebesta's looking to try to start out 1-0 against Riverside this season, so kind of things changing there a little bit from year to year.
I think it's so impressive what Coach Berger has done with the Sebesta boys basketball team, because we've talked about it several times. Sebesta won 3 games total.
Now,
on the 5 months of the season, they won 3 games total. They're already 3-0 here to start this year, and they're on their way to be starting 4-0.
Yeah, against 2 ranked state teams.
So you look at it as well for Sebesta. They have a great opportunity to not only win tonight, but also start the Christmas, going into the Christmas break 5-0, because they have Jeff West on Friday, who has really struggled this year. They've lost every game by at least 20 points. So with that, we're underway here in the third quarter. It's about to start the basketball, moving from right to left. Barber gets it inside the knee hoose. On top, Roki. He'll get in the middle of the lane. Scoop, right-hand shot off the windows, too strong. Maxby fights for the rebound, and we'll get a jump ball. The possession arrow will give it over to Riverside. So that's out there with the starting five. Garber, Niehus, Bauman, Roki, and McAfee. And Riverside with their five of Ryder Davis, Walters, Kobe Davis, Studer, and Duncan. There's a little 1-3-1 zone now being applied by Sebesta. We haven't seen this really yet tonight. Kind of a trapping in the corner, and they're going to get a steal out of it. McAfee takes it away, and then he just throws it away. Off to Kobe Davis, who drives in. Bumps them, and they're going to get a blocking foul on McAfee. And it will send Kobe Davis to the line for a pair. Second on Christian McAfee. Davis to the line for the first time tonight. Kobe averages 8 points a game, misses the first free throw. He has an 80% free throw shooter, 4 of 5 in the year, but he misses the first. Now his second is short. He missed them both. Saved in, though, by McAfee. Then he threw it away. He tried to save it in, but nobody there. And Riverside's going to have it again. And we're going to need a double dribble. 11 turnovers for Riverside, 9 of them for Sebesta. So kind of like the girls' game, this probably isn't a game you're going to put on the highlight reel, at least offensively. Maybe Sebesta will say you can put our defense on there. McAfee at the baseline, backs down on the right block, kicks into the corner. Davis Roki, he'll try a triple and bury it. 13 points for Davis Roki, and it puts Sebesta up by 21. Going to be a good one at Seneca. Nemahal Central now with just a 41-35 lead over Hiawatha. They've got about 7:15 to go. Studer, the free throw line, back out to Kobe Davis. Inside Walters. He'll stop, put it over the front of the rim. He left it short, and McAfee will clear away the rebound. Bowman into the front court, up on top. southwest side of the Florida Rokie. Back inside and throwing it over the top of the head of McAfee. It'll be another turnover for Sabetha. 29-8. Sabetha leads with 6:05 to go in the third quarter. Toby Davis on the right wing. Gets the screen, backed out. Davis now kicks to the left side of the floor to Studer. Thought about a three. He'll dribble with the right hand out on top. Riverside has not had a ton going, just even running plays offensively. It's been a lot of post-ups and one-on-one. Toby Davis on the left wing. Right side of the floor, Studer. He'll pump up a three. It's too strong. It'll go over the top of the backboard and then be tipped in and saved by Roki. Roki now the other way, and Walters got smacked in the face on the other end. It's about to turn it over again. He's got 11, and Walters got to come out of this game. He can't tell if he's bleeding or not. He's holding his face like he is.
I wonder if he didn't get poked in the eye, maybe.
Yeah, that's what it looks like now. He's favoring that right eye, and we're going to have a stoppage of play and a timeout. Sabetha will take it. We'll keep it here just a 30-second one with 5:30 to go. So Sabetha right now leading 29-8. Here in this timeout with 5:30 to go.
And with the timeout, we got some sponsors here on the channel. Extra Tech in Sabetha, also AHRS Construction. Berwick Co-op Oil Company in Sabetha, they carry a wide range of bulk mobile and Conoco products for bulk delivery, plus premium diesel, fuel, and propane. Also Moral Jane Bank in Sabetha, and also Scobie Bros of Sabetha as well.
Somewhat of a timeout, 5:30 to go. Again, 29-8 is the lead for Sabetha. And Riverside will have it moving from left to right in their rope blocks. Ryder Davis across the timeline, crosses over on Bauman. Flicks it left side of the floor to Duncan. He'll cross over, dribble all the way to the right side, and hands it off to Kobe Davis. Kobe backs out, gets it in the right corner to Duncan. Thought about a three, pumps, now starts to drive. Gets in the middle of the lane, floats up a shot. It's wide right. Studer with an offensive rebound. His follow is too strong. Rebound to Roki, and here comes Sabetha. Bauman quickly the other way. Set up on top, McAfee. Now Garber. 21-point lead for Sabetha. Bauman back Garber. Right side of the floor, Roki. Right corner, here's Garber again. Riverside is still in a man-to-man. Roki, another three. This one rims in and out. Rebound ripped away by Duncan of Riverside. Duncan within the left corner. Riverside down by 21, looking to try to get something going. Ryder Davis on the right wing. Looking inside for Root. It's going to go off his foot and go out of bounds. And be another turnover for the Cyclones. They're 12. Studer's going to come out of the game. Alvarez back in for the Cyclones. 4:12 to go. Top of the key, Roki with it. Inside to McAfee. He's in calling for it. He flicks it over his right shoulder with a left hand and in. 4 points for McAfee, 31-8. Riverside continuing to take their time offensively. Although right now trailing by 23. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Alvarez up on top. Nearly had it poked free, but gets it off into the right wing to Kobe Davis. Gets the screen. He has it poked free, and then he dribbles it out of bounds. Fourth turnover of the third quarter for Riverside. So the Blue Jays will have it back, leading 31-8. Garber dribbles to the right side into the corner. Bauman, he'll spot for a triple. It's in and out. But right there to clean it up and in is Christian McAfee. Six for McAfee. 33-8 is the lead. 25 points. Ahead is Sabetha. And now a near steal. It is going to be stolen. Garber the other way. Drives in, flicks up, gets hammered from behind. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. That'll be on Davis. Garber to the line for the first time tonight. Garber shot 22 free throws through the first three games. He's 81%. He's made 18 of 22. Averaging 17 a night to lead Sabetha. His first free throw here rims in and out. He's only got 4 points so far tonight, but, well, he really hasn't needed to score. Tyrese Bishop back in there, and Kristen Michael as well. For Sabetha, as it will be Bauman and McAfee taking a seat. Garber makes the second free throw, so he's got five. 26 points is the lead for Sabetha with under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Alvarez in the corner, dribbles to the baseline, gets it to Duncan. He nearly traveled. I thought he did, but he didn't call it. So rebound is taken away by Bishop. Preston Michael left to the front court. Nice pass inside the knee. Who missed the bunny? He tried to alley-oop shoot it up and in, but he couldn't get control and threw it too strong off the backboard. And now on the other end, Coach Herbster is going to take a full timeout. We'll take the break. 2:32 to go. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack, whether you're in your living room or at the concession stand. Try many flavors of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 2:32 to go. Third quarter, 34-8. Sabetha on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Has it been a while since you've tried fresh sushi? I bet it's been even longer since you've won $1,000. Well, this Tuesday, December 14th, you have a chance to do both at Garrett Country Mart, our holiday hotspot in Sabetha. Stop by between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. to sign up for a $1,000 holiday hotspot drawing. And all sushi, raw or cooked, is just $5 Tuesday and made fresh at Garrett Country Mart, our $1,000 holiday hotspot location. This Tuesday, December 14th, on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.232 to go in the third quarter, 34-8 throughout the lead to Riverside. Quick score update, Nemaw Central leads Hiawatha 50-39 with only 2:52 to go there. Hiawatha headed down to a 6-point game, but Nemaw Central has taken back control. We're out of the timeout. So they're going to go back to that 1-3-1. In the corner, Walters drives the baseline. Pull-up 10-footer is short. Bishop with another rebound for Sabetha. Gets it off to Garber, and here comes Matthew into the front court. In the corner, Michael pumps on a three, now steps back, shoots the three, and buries it. 9 points for Preston Michael, and the lead is 29 for Sabetha with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Sabetha now back into a man-to-man after that one possession of a 1-3-1. Walters on the right wing, guarded by Niehuis. Nearly had a poke free. Now Walters, but inside, they're going to get a reach foul on Garber. Chippiness between Garber and Kobe Davis has been going on pretty much all night long. So Bauman and McAfee back in for Sabetha to replace Michael and Garber. We'll also see Nathan Boost back in there to replace Roki. 1:50 to go. Pass inside. Kobe Davis shot off the window. Rattles in. His first points of the night. 37-10. It's about the lead. Boost gets the screen. Back between the rings of Bauman. Now Bishop. Inside. Niehuis backs down. Kicks it to the corner. Boost pumps on the three. Drives in. Flicks the shot off the window. Banks it in. Nice move by Nathan Boost. He's got his first points of the night. 39-10. About the lead. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Hunter Davis with the basketball and just throws it out of bounds. Trying to flick it off to Walters, but nobody there. It's a 15th turnover for the Cyclones. Sixth turnover of the fourth quarter alone, third quarter alone. 1:10 to go. Sabetha with it. Roki up on top. Maxey actually with it. Now here's Bauman. Dribbles to the baseline. Flicks up a shot off the window. It's no good, but a foul on the arm and two shots coming from Marcus Bauman. Bauman to the line for the first time tonight. Marcus 3 of 4 on the year, 75%. substitution. And that will please the Sabetha student section. And Bauman's second free throw is in there. Not sure who this is. I just checked in. Who, do you know who this is?
I believe it's Will Ulrich.
Okay. Oh, so, okay. Well, Ulrich in there then, a 5'6 sophomore. Riverside misses on the other end. Sabetha will have it. Leading by 30 with 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Ulrich trying to feed inside with the ball. It's going to be kicked away by Ryder Davis. So that's a with it. 30 seconds to go. Bauman in the left corner as it poked out of bounds by Kobe Davis. Ulrich with it in the right wing. Kicks it cross court to Vos. Now into the corner to Bishop. Ulrich inside to McAfee. Backs down. Kicks it out. Moose, a three. Yes! Five for Nathan Moose. And it's 23-10 with 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Davis pulls up at the buzzer. It's too strong, and we've reached the end of three quarters of play. We'll have a running clock in the fourth quarter when we return. So that's a 43, Riverside 10. Let's take that final break. Come back for the fourth quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with Cinex gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased between now and February 28, 2022. See Berwick Oil Company for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. And don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Berwick Oil, proven durability, powered locally. Online at BerwickOil.com. Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG's Service. 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Sabetha. We'll have a running clock here in the fourth quarter as the Blue Jays lead 43-10. Sabetha with the basketball. Preston Michael, turnaround jumper in the middle of the lane, rims in and out, and tapped out of bounds by Kobe Davis. Sabetha will hold on to it. Bauman into Bishop. Back out on top. Ulrich, ball tipped around. Ulrich saves it. Now kicks it in the left corner to Bishop. Loose. Top to Bauman. Now Bishop. He drives in. Has it poked free. Loose stolen away by Riverside. Walters across the timeline as Riverside just had a tough time offensively tonight with other top two guys, Nehemiah Bird and Chandrick Duncan. Both out tonight. Duncan is ill. Bird dealing with a twisted ankle. Now the ball tipped out. Riverside will hold on to it. Clock rolling along. 6:48 to go in the game. On top, Walters at the foul line. Tries to feed a pass inside, but it's stolen away by Bauman. Excuse me, this is Garber. Kicks it inside to Michael in the baseline. Cross-court pass. Garber, now Vuce. He'll spot for triple. Too strong off the back heel. Rebound will go to Ryder Davis, and coming the other way is Riverside. Pass inside. Nobody on Studer. He'll lay it up and in. First points of the night for Brock Studer. 6:15 to go. 43-12, Sabetha. So you're going to look ahead here for Sabetha. They're going to move to 4-0 on the year. And they'll have another winnable game coming up on Friday against Jeff West, who's winless. Michael misses on the inside. Riverside now the other way. So realistically, Sabato's going to have a solid chance to start 5-0 here in this first half of the season. Missed shot. Walters on the inside. Spins. Shoots the shot. It's no good. Duncan with a rebound. His follow is missed, but a foul. And they're going to call two shots, or based on the bounce, it's going to be two shots going for Duncan. So again, Sabato 2 does not go very deep, and really only nine guys on the varsity roster. So there's not really a ton of guys that can sub in and out. So here comes four guys into the lineup. The only guy that's going to stay is Preston Michael. So it'll be pretty much the four of the starting five with Roki, McAfee, Garber, Michael, and Nehus. The guys out there. Duncan misses the free throw. 43-12 our score. Sabato with the basketball. And the inside, Bauman's jumper is no good. Nehus has the rebound, but he has it locked out of bounds. And it will stay with Sabato. So it looks like Namal Central is going to hold on against Hiawatha, leading by 11 right now with about 20 seconds to go. Inside, McAfee flicks it up and in with the right hand. 8 points for Christian McAfee. It's 45-12. Sabato. I like what Coach Berger did. He put these guys in so he could talk to these young guys and kind of tell them what he has seen so far. I'll probably put him back in here in a couple seconds. Walters has a three-pointer block. Sabato brings it the other way with 4 minutes to go. Michael on the left wing. Alley-oop pass to Nehus. This time he flicks it off the window and down. Four for Noel Nehus, 47-12. 3:45 to go. It's been all Sabato pretty much from the start tonight. Blue Jays led 14-4 after one and 26-8 at the half. Now a ball poked out of bounds by Sabato. It'll stay with Riverside. Holding up big on Jeff West, 49-24 with about a minute 45 to go. 3:25 to go here. Walters right at the head of the circle. Flicks it back out to Ryder Davis. Into the corner to Kobe. He'll spot for a triple and bury it and get fouled. So count the three for Kobe Davis to give him five, and then they're going to call it a foul after the shot. And are they going to try to count it, or they're going to call it from the baseline? They're going to say count the basket and attempt at a free throw. So a free throw coming up for Kobe Davis as Bishop, Voos, Ulrich, and Garber all check back in. .235 to go. A single free throw here now for Kobe Davis. He's 0-for-2 from the stripe tonight. And he missed the free throw, but the rebound is going to be tapped into the hands of Kobe. Duncan, a three from the left corner. Might have been partially tipped by Nehus. Taken by Sabato. Up ahead, Ulrich. He'll drive in. Flick up a shot with a left hand and rattle it out. Nehus offensive rebound. He gets slammed in the face. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. So two shots coming for Nehus, who has not attempted a free throw tonight. We're now under 2 minutes to go. First one by Nehus is short. Riverside going to bring in a new sub for the first time. We'll see Darian Hernandez, a 5'9 freshman, come in. And Deshaun Jones, a 5'10 sophomore in there. Deshaun Rawls, a senior out there as well, as Nehus misses both free throws. Only 1:20 to go. Kobe Davis, down low to Studer, backs down on Nehus. And they'll get a foul on Nehus. 100 minutes to go. We'll see Rupchek back into the game to replace Studer. So Davis will stay out there with the young guys. Rawls thought about a three. Now he'll chuck back, shoot a three. It's too strong. Sabetha's going to just dribble this clock out now. And improved to 4-0 on the year. Ulrich with it in the corner. Been trying hard to get him a bucket. Nehus flicks up a shot that's short. Riverside with a rebound, and here comes Kobe Davis the other way. Kobe, a deep three. Good. Second three for Davis. He's got eight, but only 12 seconds remain. Garber's just going to dribble it out. Sabetha will pick up the victory. Final score, Sabetha 47, Riverside 18. Let's take a post-game timeout. We'll come back to summarize, give you the stats, and pick our player of the game. We return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
The number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers the surgical services of local surgeons. Dr. Susan Young and Aaron Brown provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to help develop and grow healthy general surgery programs. And they understand the challenges facing rural hospitals. Most surgical procedures can be performed on site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the surgeries offered, as well as many resources and other information at SabethaHospital.com.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Welcome back one final time here to Sabetha High School, where Sabetha wins going away 47-18. Sabetha is now 4-0 on the year. Riverside drops to 2-2. Sabetha just got out to a great lead in this game, led 14-4 after one and 26-8 at halftime, and really from there just never looked back. Riverside, you know, this game, the score is not going to look very good, but when you look at the game further and say, you know, without the top two scorers, that pretty much tells you right there. I mean, obviously, you never know how the game could have gone with those two guys, but you can't sit and look at this game and not mention the fact that two top scorers and two veteran guys with varsity experience not out there for Riverside here tonight. So for third-year head coach Tyler Herbster, his guys are 2-2, and they will be at Perry LeCompton for another tough game coming up on Friday. But looking at the final statistics, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Start with Riverside, 15 turnovers tonight, just hit two threes, both of those by Kobe Davis, 0-5 from the free throw line, 8 points each for Percy Duncan and Kobe Davis, and then Brock Studer finished with 2 points for the Cyclones, who again are 2-2 and will be at Perry on Friday. So about the meanwhile, 12 turnovers, 3 three-pointers, 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Davis Roki led the way with 13, 9 for Preston Michael, 8 for Christian McAfee, 5 apiece for Nathan Voos and Matthew Garber, 4 for Noel Nehus, 3 for Marcus Bauman. So Sabetha 4-0 on the year and will host Jeff West coming up on Friday. So, it's time to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And Logan, I'll let you pick this one. You really can't go wrong tonight. It was just a great team win for Sabatha. And you look across the board, I mentioned it before we got back on air here, there really wasn't anybody that was head and shoulders stood above anybody else. But so there's several options. I'll let you pick this one.
Yeah, I think you got to go with Davis Roque. One, he was the leading scorer for the Blue Jays. But with his size, the way he's able to defensively inside, you know, it's like we saw in the girls' game for Riverside. Taylor Weiser, just, you know, the fact that she was. But, you know, here in the guys' game, the height was on Sabetha's side a little bit tonight, obviously. But Davis Roque, you know, defensively and offensively, both sides, he's fast up and down the court. He's one of the faster guys up and down the court. So I think it's got to go to him.
So Davis Roque, he will be our player of the game. Again, brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Girls game, Sabetha came from 12 down to win it 51-46. Emily Krebs was named our player of the game. She was a perfect 5-for-5 from the free throw line and scored 15 points to tie for the team high with Mary Luker. Again, also at 15. Jessica Gruber, 14 for Sabetha, who picked up their first victory here this 2021-22 season. So that is going to wrap things up. Again, want to thank everyone that has tuned in with us on the Sabetha channel at MSESports.net and for all the guys here helping us out. But it's the Sabetha sweep tonight in this Big 7 League doubleheader. The girls with a 51-46 win. The boys with a 47-18 victory. So, for Logan Bitterman and Mike Bitterman alongside of me, Chance taking care of us back at the studios, I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Sabetha. You've been listening to High School Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Quick check of the clock shows we're at 11 minutes past the hour.